So that's
so,
when
okay.
we'll turn to TikTok, you're saying.
TikTok's coming right along behind it, and it's going to be another thing. You embrace that, too. The reason we wouldn't tell you that, but we're telling you so you have heads up so you won't be stunned. Because, see, you're hearing things about it. Oh, it's a China thing. Oh, it's the People's Republic.
Yeah, you're hearing
this stuff. That makes it even better. All that, honey, that's salt. You're salt in the leather. That's salt in the leather. The worse it is, the better. Because that's where people are.
Mm-hmm.
The people you're trying to damn save, that's where they are. Now, we don't care about those people, just to be tell everybody. Matter of fact, put a billboard up. ION does not care about little men no more.
Yeah.
They may offend, and you do. Where we don't, you do. You see? We can give a flip about them. We don't care. We don't mind. Try us. You've been to see. This is going to get easy. This is going to get real simple here real fast because it's the construct of the solution anyway. Man was born but to die. We say it and everybody's offended, and yet they fight their lives in order to die. It's the craziest thing we ever heard.
Right.
But they are. You see, all a good doctor is supposed to do is to prepare them for a real nice autopsy, the way we heard it.
Okay, moving on. Okay, ION?
Yes, darling. Everybody's scared, Carolyn. Y'all have not done this before, darling. This is a little bit new. It's new. Mm-hmm. It's new. It's not like history repeating itself. This is not Mussolini. This is not Mussolini. You don't know the end of this road. We're coming now to the point where history has never been here before. That's why you're shaking yourself going, Bob, I didn't realize I was such a big deal. Well, yeah, I kind of thought I did. Well, I sort of said I was. Well, yeah, I told everybody to be fucking still. I was a big deal. But now I'm actually a big deal, you see.
Yeah.
That's the difference because they've come to a place where nothing else is working.
Yeah.
Do you understand that compounding is all but lost? They don't even do it anymore. Everything is synthesized. It's all synthesized. So all it does is create the window that allows the body to mock a repose. Mock a repose. This is key because that's why your minerals, we know you're special and all that kind of stuff, but that's why your minerals are so hyperbolic. You know what I mean?
Hypermetabolic would be the word.
Well, no, it's hyperbolic. It becomes a dome. It's like the convex version. It allows the cells in the body to work when they wouldn't otherwise. Now, you don't care why. You don't care why. Do you care why they're taking magnesium? Fuck no, you don't care why that they're taking it is the issue. As long as they take it, you're good. Why is a whole other conversation. That's what we're trying to say. You have to find a way for the few that make it till they can come to this place of ascension. They're going to have to come to a place where they sort of blindly figure it out. You can't do what you've done in the last 6 months. You can't do. Look what you put on the table in the last 6 months. It's impossible. It's impossible.
Yep.
They're stunned. And you're being very quiet. Thank God.
Yeah, you see more and more corporate people getting bold and saying, they're not going to vote for Trump. And that's the last gasp of bitter people who are losing. Would you say that?
Well, They keep telling us how wonderful Biden is, but everybody looking wonders who they're talking about when they talk about this wonderful Biden who can't even make two sentences. It's like, how is he going to be president? He can't even speak.
All right.
He's been in this bunker for 87 days.
Is he still in the bunker, or he was that?
He slips in and out.
So he was in the bunker for a stretch of 87 days. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
So
the next conversation is going to be treason, sedition, and insurrection. That's what you can look forward to.
That's going to come from the Republicans or Barr and Trump, you mean? Is that what you're saying?
That's what they're all going to. He's pronouncing treason, sedition, and insurrection. He's going to meet it, and that's how he's going to get reelected.
He's going to meet it, M-E-E-T, or mean it? M-E-E-T. So the charges will start happening soon into the fall.
They already are. Okay. The new slips. No, wait now. You don't get ahead of yourself. The new slips that just came with Judge Sutton came with proof that Biden, an abomination, set Flynn up. Which that set Comey, that set Stroke, that sent Pencil Neck, that sent all of them spinning. So now the weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. Now the weebles are fixing to start falling. And so now Barr is going to look like a bad guy, but then this is going to leak out through the Democrat judges. And once it leaks out, then there's going to be nothing left. And then it's going to be back to rule of law. And Trump says, it's not about me. Well, no, it has nothing to do with me, but this is never going to happen to another sitting American president. Democrat or viceroy or Republican, not going to be no more. No, no, no.
What are slips? You said the slips came in. What are slips?
The proof that they had meetings, that they set up various people.
And is that the Sidney Powell documents?
No, yes, but these have been leaked. These are leaked to Sutton, the judge that's supposed to get rid of the case and won't. If he gets rid of it, then those files are going to go into the clerk's office, and that's what they're waiting on. It's what Cotton is waiting on to get those. Once they go into the clerk's office, he can get them. That's why they don't want to close the case just yet, because they know when they do that.
Are you talking about Sullivan or Sutton?
Both, the two judges. There's two judges that had his case. One was
the Flynn case, right? We're talking about the Flynn case.
Yes.
Well, that got decided today.
No, it didn't.
Well, something was decided today, right, Carol? Remember?
The appeals court, the three-judge appeals, said, you have got to turn this loose. Get over this. Stop it. You got to get out of it. But if he says, okay, he canceled the hearing on July 17th, or 17th.
Okay, who canceled it? Who canceled it?
The judge.
And that's against Trump to cancel the hearing.
No, that's for Flynn, because they would have a hearing about it when they canceled the hearing. So that's good for Flynn. But the judge can't say, okay, case dismissed, let's go. Because when he does that, and all that information that he's controlling the judge right now is going to go to the clerk of court. It's going to be the end of the case. When that comes, then that case information is going to be available for Tom Cotton to get. And when Tom Cotton gets it, he's going to give it to your little goober man in Texas, the Heidi's husband, Mr. Cruz.
Cruz.
That's the actor.
Ted Cruz.
Heidi.
Well, what about the case against Giuliani in the middle of this?
There is no case against Giuliani.
Okay. So the
that'll
saying,
fall away.
When does
all
the
that is supposition. That's Ukraine. That's going to be settled. Because the two people that were his buddies that got put in accused of stuff, they hold the other keys. The reason they're being accused is because they actually have the proof that it was the Democrats that set the whole thing up with the damn Australian in the bar.
Okay, so all this stuff that you've been predicting is going to happen, the abomination, is going to happen before the election. It's going to be part of the thinking.
Sullivan is trying to slow it down so it can't happen before the election, but it's going to happen anyway. He's run out of steam. Unless they send now, what he could do, he could send it back to the entire appellate, which is 8 judges, for them to look at it again. And if he does that, the only reason to do that is to slow it down so that old Biden can't get a subpoena. That's why he's hanging out in the bunker. He don't want to make no sentences, and he can't take any questions because the first question is going to be, hey, when is your son going to sell his shares in the $1.8 billion stake
He has in a Chinese company to get his money out so he can give it back to the United States of America that you stole from China. So that's problematic, you see.
So Biden is not appearing in public because he doesn't want to be subpoenaed. He would be if he'd get out of the bunker.
No, he doesn't want to be in the public much because he can't answer the questions. He's going out a little bit now, but he's not taking any questions. He can't take any questions because then he's here. I don't know. What is Ukraine? Jill, what is Ukraine? Do we know Ukraine? Is it a country? It used to be. I don't know. No, I don't know. So, I have never seen a Ukraine. I don't know Ukraine.
So not
he
only
was Patricia's sister.
Yeah, not only is Bob Trump in the White House, if Biden got in, that would still be Bob in the White House.
No, I don't Biden know, Bob. Man, you're not that bad, Bob. But you're not that. Yeah, you forget things, but you can forget for a second, but you come back on topic. Yeah, LaRouche. He's the LaRouche answer to the abominable snowman.
The abominable snowman.
Yes.
Obama.
Biden.
Well, who's the answer to LaRouche or Biden, or what did you just say? Somebody's the answer to LaRouche?
Biden would be LaRouche's example of the abominable snowman.
And what is the abominable snowman? Not Obama.
The worst thing you can be, according to LaRouche.
Okay. So the clerk gets
you should read. You should look at LaRouche sometime, Bob. It's pretty good. You might enjoy it.
I propped him up, and that's enough. But the clerk getting the papers, that's coming soon, regardless of Sullivan.
Well, no, if he doesn't release them, no, it's going to take a little bit. So there's a rub.
But before the election, or you don't know?
It's not been settled yet because that's going to make this thing. It's going to be hard to go right into the election season when they're sitting grand juries and doing all kind of crazy shit going on. But they're going to do it. They're going to be done, but it makes no difference. They've got to get it in play before the election so Trump can win. But Trump's going to win anyway, but he's going to drive the numbers down until everybody's going to have to. He's going to have to get sympathy fucks to get some of the states in the hat.
Trump can't win unless he gets a sympathy vote, but tech body runs everything anyway, so nobody has any input.
No. We're just being nice, Bob. We're trying to make it look good.
Oh, okay. But if you can't get those
all the world, enough, all the world is but a stage, Bob.
Right. So all these people, if they never help Trump, and he gets down to -12, and they predict that he won't win any states, the tech body is going to continue being charged and put him in anyways. That's what you're saying.
Right. That's okay. Right. But we got to keep some skin in the game, though.
Okay. Keep the little bit of the AP.
If we do it, then it doesn't involve you. And it's got to involve you. The world's got to be about you, Bob. Didn't you get the memo? Come on there.
Yeah. So you're saying keep a little AP, or what I call anthropomorphic physical. Anthropomorphic physical is the Dobbs quadrant. Keep a little of that in play.
Mm-hmm.
The AP.
Yeah. So that you can commandeer this manipian phatic satire that you engage.
Okay. The big theory is that TikTok, the kids on TikTok made the people who bought, said they're going to go to the Trump rally in Tulsa, that the kids pumped up the numbers to 1 million. Is that true?
No, not true.
But the media will let it ride as if it's true.
Sure.
Okay. What did you mean that Nikki... actual people, right, Ian? Actual people signed up.
Yeah, they actually did. They requested it.
Right. So, and did Trump design it so that nobody would be, you know, very little people be in the upper stands in the stadium? There's lots of pictures of the empty stands. Trump wanted that to happen.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Okay, so...
He made a big deal about it. You know why he made a big deal about it? He made a big, huge deal about it because all they said was they had all these protesters in their face where they was licking each other's asses everywhere. I mean, literally touching and doing things they shouldn't even be doing. And that was okay, no problem. But you're going to put a few people in a building, and so now there was only enough people in the building so that you could have a seat between everybody if they spread out. Now, they didn't choose to spread out, but they had masks, but they didn't have to wear the mask. So now they can't say that Trump caused the corona outbreak, surge two or number one over again or 2+8 or something, because the correct number of people that it wasn't such a gathering. And instead what they said, see, nobody showed up for the Trump rally. See, nobody was there. See, they had to close down the outside venue. Well, why would they have an outside venue for the overflow if there was no overflow? They had it and did it. He spoke at it.
He spoke at what? The overflow?
The outside crew.
Yeah, so I don't know what you're saying. What if there was there no was there an overflow that was tiny and but he spoke at it anyways?
No, it wasn't tiny. It was a pretty good size, but it was the people that couldn't get inside. They were blocking the metal detectors, so they couldn't all
right,
get
so,
inside.
Yeah, so Trump made the outside part big on purpose. He wasn't going to let them in.
Correct.
And then they said that nobody showed up for the outside part, and they quickly took it down, which they did that. But
they did take it down?
They were done with it. After they got through with it, yeah.
Yeah. So did would people have been infected in the stadium if they were close to each other and not wearing masks?
Say that again, Bob.
Would people in the stadium, if they were sitting close to each other and not wearing masks, would they have been infected?
No, not at all.
Because the mask, so I'm watching people walk around here with masks on, and they're still living in the past. They got used to that,
right.
And now enjoyed, but it doesn't work, and it's not applicable to what the virus is doing now, correct?
Right, that's right.
Okay, while we're talking here, I got a message to Evan Ray. She says, all this great bad news about Trump, this will be a shocker. And I don't know what it'll be, who it'll be a shocker to, but then she says, great, in that it coincides with Ion's predictions. So she's seeing all the bad news against Trump is what Ion predicted. So what does she
right.
mean, this will be a shocker? What, when he wins, will be a shocker?
Yes,
what does she
when
mean?
He overcomes it. When he overcomes this dastardly
yeah.
thing that you can't live past.
Okay. All right, back to that just happened a few minutes ago.
Get back
right,
to compounding again.
What?
She can go back to compounding again. It'll be great.
Okay, and you were saying that the big pharma's compounding is ridiculous. They can't do it anymore is what you're saying, right?
No one's compounding anymore. That's right.
They made it illegal for pharmacists to compound outside of the big pharma drugs.
And
correct.
Big Pharma is doing it, okay, Carol? And I'm saying it doesn't work anymore, and they know it. Because
they don't even
big
compound.
Pharma,
they
don't do it anymore.
They make synthetic drugs.
Right.
You know, one
they
size fits all.
Oh, they
yeah.
don't do compounding, you're saying?
Correct.
So
that's
you're,
the point.
Carol's going to retrieve compounding on a better level.
Yes, of course.
That's, do you understand, Carol? You're going to retrieve compounding?
Well, I say that's what formulas are.
Yeah. Okay, so you're retrieving it, and it'll take over. And then that leads to Carol's in charge in medicine, and I'm in charge on the university education level. That's actually going to happen. Lance Straightener wouldn't believe it, but
in the banking, in banking.
Right. And that also is what you said. What's the other factor? We'll be in charge. Oh, we're going to take over the patent office.
Sure.
Right?
That's easy.
Okay.
That's all falling away anyway.
Right. Okay. So Ion doesn't care about little men anymore, even though we said we did, or you said you did for years. What's happened? Is it, has the guff emptied? The dead people have flown back in here, the old guff scenario, and
yeah.
everybody's on their own now because they're ascended by default.
Venice Beach. Venice Beach isn't nice anymore, Bob.
Yeah, that's true. And what's that got to do with us, though?
Well, the same reason Venice Beach isn't nice is what's happened to the world. It's not nice anymore. People aren't worth saving anymore. People aren't worth their salt anymore. People don't have any value anymore. People have no gain. There's no tax. You give them all the money in the world and they still don't buy the recordings. Fuck them.
Okay, so we can broadcast this, or is this too rough for the
sure.
INS? Yeah.
Play it all. Play it from Carolyn's billboards. It'll be beautiful. Put that on the Instagram. Maybe not.
We'll have to do that.
We're not talking about Carolyn.
We don't talk about Carolyn.
No, we were being cheeky.
They did find out that pillows in Carolyn's bed are bigger than Carolyn. They did hear that.
That's true. That is true. And they are. Just to be fair.
How does Jared Fiaca feel about the death of Venice? Does that make him quite lost in space?
Well, it's everything. They're questioning everything, Bob. It's back in the day. It's when Vicky was trying to make Avaton something. It just didn't make sense. It didn't add up. It didn't have the same pump that it used to. The same amount of virility. Virility mm-hmm. wasn't virile anymore. That's what's sort of happening in the world, you see.
Okay, is this what the scriptures predicted, that people would become useless?
Yeah. Insipid.
But everybody among those abandoned people still have the chance to ascend, but they somehow stumble over the idea.
Oh, yeah. They have the power. You got the power. Dun, 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 dun.
So where does their essence go? Since they're eternal, their essence is still around. They'll still be something. You can't get rid of any person because they're eternal.
Yeah. If you want to, we can start back with your Book of the Dead this week, if you want to.
Okay. Yes, but maybe you're going to answer that, but the basic question, these people are going to go, disappear, but they'll be eternal. But they'll be in a void?
Yeah, kind of. Like the what we said, it was like the Walking Dead.
Okay. Why don't you like tailgate?
It's silly. It becomes a crutch.
Where people avoid talking to you, or
they avoid talking to us, and they sit there on the phone, you get them on the line, they're not there, they can't find their mute button, they didn't know they don't have any questions today, they don't know this, that, and other. And then they start off and they got 9,277 questions and want us to answer them. We're like, where the fuck were you the last 18 hours? We're not doing this. Screw that.
Yeah.
Put it in the suggestion box. Send it to Five Body. Let that work it out.
Are they getting disheartened listening to Ion say, most of you aren't going to ascend? Is that like too much for
them? Don't care. Don't care.
Yeah, but are they being
don't matter,
by
don't
that?
Care. No, it's actually kind of taking it away from them. I mean, it's kind of like Bert would take that. It's like, oh, no. It's like telling your people on your team that you're not going to win. You're not a winner. You're a loser. You're a loser. And if you don't do these things, if you don't show up for practice and you don't run these laps and you don't do these evolutions, you're not going to be anything. And they're going to kill you. They're going to get you in the streets and the niggers are going to kill you. That's what's going to happen to you. And then people have builds up their bravado and they go, no, not me. Coach, I'm going to do it. I can do it. And so they get up and they run and they learn and they practice and they spin and they twirl. And they become a Muhammad Ali. And then Carolyn will wear their shirt to bed every night for 100 years.
So you're saying that some of them will take these warnings and do something about it.
Yeah, so they can be the greatest.
Mm.
I'm the greatest.
Okay.
So then it's good, and that was all placated because it's a standard standpoint. If they hadn't heard what we had to say by now, they probably ain't listening anyway, Bob. If they haven't been disheartened by now, maybe they should tune in somewhere else. If they're not getting it, if it's serving them, then that shouldn't turn. How could this love them up and spurn them at the same time? How could they show up time and time and time again to get some little glimmer of hope that they can make it one more day, and then they get these little epiphanies and they're sustained for 30 minutes? What the hell good is that?
Okay, so
the point is, if they're disheartened, get out. If they're happy with it, enjoy it. It's created for them. They can enjoy it beautifully. Bless their heart. They're welcome. We'll play with them. If they'll stay together, we're good. We're good. They're good. You good. It's good. They're good. All good.
So you
we'll
don't
teach them
agree
how to deal with the dead.
You don't agree with me where I tend to say you haven't explained it much to them. Topical issues you've explained, but they don't know how to understand. They're not getting it. And I would say, well, what more do you need to know? And I don't think I'm telling them. And when we
okay.
when we do that, you would say, stand up for yourself and say, we have told people how to ascend.
Now, we're going to tell them right quick. We're going to say, just be still. Go lay down somewhere and we'll get a tit test. We'll get you an appointment and get you a tit test to see if you're ascended or not. That's what you want, big medicine to save you. We'll let big medicine save you. It's all right with us. We don't mind.
So
but
they
you better
will,
come into your power, not our power.
Right. So you're saying that you are offering a test, and they'll go there, and something has happened to them, and so it looks like they have accomplished a slight ascension, but it'll be disease. They got to deal with that point. Society
okay.
calls it a disease.
Sounds all right to us. We don't mind.
How come you haven't been very patient? You've been patient. Non-physical didn't care for millennia. And now they're here in the physical, and how come you're less patient with people?
Oh, but it's not about patience. It's about gaining. We told you. That's all you need to know. We need to tell you again. Okay, we'll tell you again. Okay, you need to tell you again. Okay, we'll tell you again. Okay, what do you mean you've been listening to for 11 years and you don't have any questions? How
well,
did that work?
Okay, we didn't find out why the priesthood was changing until a couple of weeks ago due to the flipping of the pole. Well, that was
Made no difference that the frequency was changing and you knew what the frequency was. It's kind of like Bob Santa Claus is coming. He's a big, fat motherfucker in a red suit with a big, long, white beard, and he screams out for ladies of ill repute often. You know what he's going to say? Ho, 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 ho. He's going to be hollering for whores. Give me a ho. I need a ho. I need a ho, ho, ho. And we tell you, he's coming. He's coming. Now, are you disheartened because Santa Claus ain't here yet? Shouldn't be. Or do you have hope that Santa Claus is going to come see you? Ooh, there's a platitude. Ooh, Santa Claus is coming to town. Bob's got a list, and he's checking it twice. He's going to find out who's been naughty and nice. He's going to know who's been up on the payday. He's going to know who hung out at the dugout. That's the thing afterwards. That's what we're going to call the after show from now on is the dugout. That's the B team trying to make it to the A list. So, yeah, we want to play it like that. We'll play it like that. We'll get them in the dugout. They're going to find out that Santa Claus is coming. Now, here's the rub. Santa Claus is coming. Ooh, there's hope. There's hope. There's hope. There's hope. Now, is Santa Claus coming to see me? Ooh, I don't know. Is I going to get my present? Am I going to get my gift? Am I going to get a lump of coal? Now, Bert would love coal. He knows what carbon's for. He knows because, see, he knows how this works. So he'd be delighted to get a lump of coal. That'd be like a cloud to him. But, you see, they have to embrace this, and it's got to be real for them. And there's not enough angels in heaven or devils in hell to make them want the ascension. You can't force ascension. They're either going to get it or they're not. And if they get it, great. We're all about that. If they're not going to get it, great. We're all about that. It's all good. Because you're not going to change the outcome really, 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 really anyway.
Okay, so did you hear the Dark Souls Bride laugh? She's laughing in the background. Okay. There she is again. Okay, so the flipping of the poles caused the frequency change. What caused the flipping of the poles? Was this predetermined within
the magma
timing?
No.
What, I'm going to
third,
keep asking.
Well, listen, and we're going to tell you right now. We're going to tell you right now. The third moon, now that you can see the three moons, there's pictures now where you can see the three moons. Those three moons cause the tides, and they cause people to go crazy when they're having babies at the full of the moon and make the vampires go crazy and turn into werewolves or whatever. They suck their blood or their dicks or something gets sucked. We don't know. They're sucking something with their mouth. So I don't know, whatever you call that. and then people go crazy. Well, those three moons visible now have caused the internal magma, the core of the Earth, to slow down its circular centrifugal force. You know, like remember the little machine that you pull the string and you make it, and it's like it's spinning wheel and a wheel and a wheel, and it spins and it balances, and it's like a top. It'll hold itself up because
the gyroscope
force in the middle, like a gyroscope. Yes, like a gyroscope, like that, because it's spinning. If it slows down, it loses its force.
And you're saying the magma, the losing of force in the magma is caused by the three moons.
Yeah.
Well, how come the three moons, we always can go back. What made the three moons become visible?
Oh, we're getting ready to go, Bob. Karen's already started packing. What are you doing?
What makes this the timing? It's because we've ended the technological cycle. We went through
the takes Karen a long time. It takes Karen a long time to pack.
Right. Okay, so we've been waiting like 40 years.
Still, she's a good packer, though. She's a good packer. She never forgets anything. She gets everything she's got
to
have,
yeah,
and even shit you don't even know you had to have.
Yeah, yeah. Looking for signs. We've extended all our body parts. Then we extended the planet. Then we extended the machines, and Android may have extended itself. So all that had to happen before we would get to this point.
Yep. And if you broke the chain, you'd have to wait till you reconnected it. And so you've broken the chain a few times, but now you've hemmed it back up. There's no time. Groundhog
Didn't
Day,
I?
You're getting better at it.
At what?
I got you,
at
babe. The
what?
Process that causes ascension to be nigh.
Okay. Did McLuhan see that we were
yes.
at the end of time because he saw the media where the whole evolution of media extensions had happened? You could see that it come to a
yes.
punchline.
When the homilies were no longer in Latin, he knew it was the beginning of the end. The mass and the homilies were no longer in Latin. That was the beginning of the end.
Because people could get distracted by the semantic meaning rather than get massaged by the homilies.
Well, or that they figured out that the one they were confessing to was as dirty as they. So it kind of takes the heat out of the fire. That's what he knew.
All right, so there's lots of...
That was good,
murder.
Mike. You got that. That was good. No, that was really good, actually.
Yeah. And so there's a lot of headlines this week about, the deaths are rising, biggest death day ever. Is that the new COVID in the meat of people in their apartments and attached to their cell phones?
Well, it's all the same now. It's all the same. When it became bacterial and viral, we said, it's just all that's happening, Bob, is it's starting to catch up with where we said it was in the first weeks. We were telling all the numbers and all the thousands and millions and this and that. It's just catching up to that.
Well, it's going to scare people. They'll start wearing their masks.
It already has.
Yeah, and it won't work. The mask wearing won't work. They and their buddies will start
then
dying.
Then George and Gracie will get on the TV and they'll say, well, evidence, science, I'm a scientist, I know science, I'm an epidemiologist, I'm an endemia, I'm a bad ID doctor, I'm an ID doctor, I know things, I'm good, I keep telling you how good I am. Now it's been proven beyond a literal shadow of a doubt that the mask caused the coronavirus. So don't wear a mask no matter what you do under penalty of death. Don't do it and then get a ventilator. Everybody's got to have a ventilator. You got to have two ventilators in case one ventilator quits. You have a backup ventilator to do it. And don't wear a mask. Wear a ventilator. Get some intubation going on, and that'll be good.
Okay.
Then you won't need a mask because the machine will be
gonna
breathing
do this?
For you.
Are you making fun of them, or are they going to do this? They're going to announce that.
Well, Bob, they've changed it three times already, and this thing ain't 100 days old yet. That's
okay.
That George and Gracie. That's that George and Gracie.
Okay. Let's see.
Gracie Allen. Ain't she sweet? She's done her hair different, too. It's pretty. Have you seen it? She's got to fix her teeth, though.
So Bill Blasio, he's going to put a big sign, you know, Bob Lives
Trump
Matters
did it.
In front.
No, he's going to say Trump did it. Well, that'll be the answer to all. Trump did it. If it saved the day, Trump did it. If we all died, Trump did it. If it killed New York City, Trump did it. Trump owns as much of New York City. That's why he ought to have a vested interest. He needs to get rid of him. He's messing up his playpen. His playpen on the Upper East Side, Bob.
Okay.
He owns a lot of
that. Listen. What I'm saying is that when he puts a big, he's threatening to put a big Bob Life Matter in front of Trump Tower. Is he going to get smoked? Or maybe you don't want to say publicly. So, what is Blasio going to get away with whatever the hell he's going to do to bug Trump in front of the tower?
We like the Blasio. You know why? Because
what?
He always is the foil. He's kind of like you sometimes, Bob. He's the foil. He's the one that says all this stuff and then gets bitch slapped in the next Tuesday. And he's the one that Mighty Mouse has to overcome. So he's fun to have because, see, you got him pimping against Mario Cuomo, Matilda's husband, got them bantering over each other. So that's kind of fun. We may bring him back, too. He might be fun from the grave. Bring him back from the grave.
Who? Blasio?
Mario Cuomo.
Oh, yeah. Matilda is Andrew's mother, right?
That is correct. Yeah, good.
Yeah. Okay, so a couple of interesting points. So we answered why the poles are shifting because of the three moons that are became visible because we have to go back to Andromeda. So the reason
that's not why. The reason it happened is because you had to get it organized and straightened out. Something had to cause it.
Well, we came to the technological evolution. We got the Orphic energy.
Well, Thompson has quit, so something's got to pick up. Thompson's over with, so might as well go home. The show's
right.
Over. The jig's up.
The Kloon saw the evolution of technology. All our body parts extended. Our alibis were up. No more alibis. That was a sign of coming to it, but why did we take this long to make the TV environment and then the satellite environment?
That's what we've been saying. You could have done it 1,000 years ago, but no, you like to take the long road home. That's why you got a 3-day walk to go through the desert to get to the River Jordan to go to Canaan's land. Canaan's land is just in sight. And instead, what happens? You go 40 years through the desert. It's crazy.
Well, it sounds like that was understood it was going to happen, where there would be a delay.
Oh. Okay. Well, it's all right with us. We ain't mad. It's all right with us.
Okay. The next thing is you pointed out the beast is laying there, the Antichrist laying there in Brussels. That was a new revelation. Many people have said that through the years.
No, that's old. We said that, too, back in the day when we was working on Revelation Revealed. Remember Revelation Revealed? You should look at that. We'll give you the money. You can buy that, Bob, and listen to it one time. It'd be good.
Okay. It didn't stand out much. Nobody got that. but here's the point. It's hinted at because you've always insisted on the powerful influence of Leopold II. And he was Belgian, wasn't he? Wasn't he Belgian?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. We talked about him tonight. Intimated,
did you say? Intimated?
Yes. That's what you were trying to say.
So all the time you talk about the power of Leopold, he's been here for millennia, or in the timeless zone, or been around for everybody. That's the Antichrist. So Leopold expresses the Antichrist factor in the Brussels.
It lays out the connection to how the power counter power applies. Because see, you got a yin and a yang. You have a balance, Bob. You got an up to a down. You got an over to a under. You got a left to a right and a right to a wrong. You see? So this becomes the example that you use to gauge how far you are off of center. Not a good or bad.
What becomes the example? Leopold becomes the example?
Leopold II becomes the example. Yeah.
Of what? Is he an example of what?
Where you are right or left of center.
You mean
where you
the
are,
fact that
right.
there's an Antichrist is an example to us that we screwed up.
No, that there's an Antichrist proves that there's a Christ. That there's porn proves that there's good sex. Coitus.
And
that,
we shouldn't,
that there's a stop sign, the stop signs that say that there's a go sign.
Yeah,
oh, wait,
but we don't need those marker points. We shouldn't have to have those
right,
marker points.
Right, that's right, that's right.
And those
they have a stop
points
sign,
are going
but they don't
away.
Have a go sign. Mm-hmm.
Are those marker, what did you just say, go signs? What did you say?
You,
don't need
you
go
have
sign.
Stop signs, why don't you have go signs? You know to go,
right.
well, why the fuck don't you know to stop?
So in this period of ascension, in the world of social mortar, the marker point.
You mean social incredulity?
Yeah, the marker, the Christ versus the Antichrist, that will not be anymore. These
Correct.
Old marker points.
That's fleeting. And see, that's what they talk about in the scriptures where they strip their clothes off. Or they finish some stripping going on, the scriptures. In the scriptures, that's where they talk about the apocalypse. When the apocalypse comes, that's when people start wailing and gnashing their teeth and eating their flesh and pissing on themselves and shitting in people's doors and living in other people's property and taking over and knocking down all the Confederate statues and burning down all the Hermes stores and bashing in the windows and stealing things that are out of style and out of date. Because all that stuff in them stores is that was way out of date. It's 4 months old. They ain't put nothing new in there. They stole old hog couture. Best thing they could ever done to get rid of that bullshit. Now it save Bloomingdale's from having a basement sale. It's great. Bert Dolph Goodman will maybe make some money that they got rid of the old shit. So that's good. And that's the example of the zombie apocalypse.
Right. So
bad,
little man.
Bad fashion. Bad fashion.
Bad fashion. So little man, required these marker points, good versus evil, Christ versus Antichrist, what Rossi calls the archetypes of the light and the dark. All that all those archetypes were there to reinforce little man's delusion that there had to be archetypes in dark and light.
Well, look at what they're
doing.
Do you
agree with that statement? Do you agree with that statement?
Yes. Yes, but we have a statement as well.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, we agree. So much so, we agree with it so much so, to look at what they're actually doing. I'm mad as hell. I'm mad as hell. You're not going to run me no more. I don't want no police. I'm going to kill somebody. Where's the police when I need them? God damn, they're killing people. Y'all, Margie, call the police. We need some police in here. So then they come up here and they start knocking down statues. They're knocking down Abraham Lincoln's fucking statue. God damn, he's the one that helped niggers more than anybody, and they try to knock down Abraham Lincoln. The Antifa is the Profa. That's becoming Profa Sola. The Anti's coming Profa Sola, and they're going to make Mussolini president at the rate that they're going. It's kind of fun because they're undoing it. They're just getting these other things and having these little fits. And screaming and hollering, and I'm not going to have it no more. You better give it to me. You take $1 billion away from them people. Ooh, them people wouldn't know $1 billion if it was on fucking fire. Wouldn't they? They could just say, okay, we'll take $1 billion away from the police, no problem. And they go, okay, good. Okay, everybody, let's get back to the flyer mill. Let's go back to work. They took $1 billion away from the police, man. Good, okay, let's go home. We're good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for stopping. How would they know? It's ridiculous. They're making these positions that they can't right justify, as Scott would say, or they can't come to this any logical progression that they're doing anything. That's the
and
point.
This is why. Go ahead. And that's what. Let's finish your sentence. And that's
why Trump is going to win the day, because he's coming back to say, stop it, stop, stop, stop. The reason that this works, unlike Venezuela, is we have a standard of this is right and this is wrong. This is okay, this is not. Things happen. Bad things happen. Good people do bad things sometimes. That's the exception. That's not the rule. But you're not going to run around here stomping things, burning things, blowing up things. And why these people are so goddamn smart, they try to burn bronze statues. Have you ever known bronze to burn, Bob? You can't put enough lighter fluid on bronze to really make a difference. It might burn some of that paint that they put on it. Maybe that'll burn that off. That might be all right. But it's the stupidest thing in the whole wide world, what they're trying to do. Good people, bad people, all people. But the problem is that all they're really trying to do is to get enough of a head of steam to rewrite history. That's what they're trying to do. And the silent majority are watching going, what the fuck is this shit? They're going to quietly move. They're going to move. They're going to move, but it's going to be ever so gentle and ever so quiet, and it won't be that one half of 1% that means to on the penalty of death that Trump's not going to become our newest viceroy.
What was that sentence? It got, they're going to be the 0.5% that makes Trump viceroy, but you've complicated.
No,
they're
going to be the 0.5% that says under penalty of death that Donald John Trump will not become the viceroy of the United States of fucking America.
Who, the Angela Cortez people will be the 0.5%?
The tiny people, the tiny little sliver that says that they're the majority.
So the real majority, sound majority, is going to what? Make sure that doesn't become real?
They're just going to quietly vote for Trump because Trump will be the only choice.
But
Biden hadn't lived through this yet now, just saying. Just saying.
He hasn't lived through this. What's that mean? He may not live through this?
May not. They don't like him. Hey, they killed Kennedy for a lot less than what Biden's already been accused of.
Who's they that don't like Biden? The Democrats don't like Hillary, and then don't like Biden?
Rhymes with, let me say, wait, don't tell us, don't tell us, wait, don't tell us, don't tell us. It rhymes with tech body.
Tech body doesn't like you. Well, that's us. That's 8-11. I don't like Biden. Is that what you're saying? Okay, so we're at this.
We can't speak for you. We can't speak for you. You're the boss. You're in charge. You run shit.
So listen,
we can't say that. We can't make points because then they'd be
when
your
you
points.
Say
so we can't
there's
do that.
There's got to be good and bad, or there's got to be law and order. There's got to be good people or good most of the time.
You have to have a rule of law. You have to have a rule of law. Now, nobody's going to follow it, but you have to have a rule of law. You got to have a speed limit so people know they're speeding. Otherwise, how would you know your speed? Well, I don't even know how fast I was going. Well, the sign said 65 and I was going 80. Well, I don't know. I don't know speed. They have to set these standards so you know how far you're breaking it. See, it's kind of like rules and regulations of how much medicine, Carolyn making medicine, how much medicine will kill you. Back it off a little bit. We got it.
Yeah, the law and order. You got to have law, rule of law. Is that the basic of social order? Is that the one part of social order that humans tolerate?
Yes, but we hate that as an example. We hate that as an example because now you're saying the zeitgeist runs the asylum, and it doesn't normally.
Would you say
it
does
sometimes.
Normally? Did you just say
it doesn't
normally?
Correct.
It
normally
doesn't run.
Right. It may hear,
but
now
it's going to run the zeitgeist.
For a moment, fleeting.
Okay, so, and this is why you've been predicting for years that this 0.5% run around, they're going to destroy the image of the Democratic Party, and they won't have a president or anything for 37 years. That's the result of this. Now, that's
so
a traditional thing. They like to say this is a replay of 1968, and of course, the radicals of 1968 created Nixon. So if we think of Trump as authoritarian, the radicals are helping Trump take over and be an authoritarian. Is that exactly what's happening, or you put more distinctions on it?
Yes.
They're helping Trump
right.
become what they say Trump is, a Hitler, and they're now making him Hitler.
Right.
So how will he be something useful for people? And not be Hitler. He'll fool the projection that he's Hitler. Will he accomplish something that's not Hitler-like?
We'll see.
Well,
maybe he'll start going to synagogue. That'd be good. What do you think the Jews, the Hasidic Jews with active Adolf Hitler showed up for the Torah reading. Maybe he could read the Torah. Maybe he could take a yod and read the Torah. That'd be nice. But he can't be a woman in case they're bleeding. You can't have blood if you're reading the Torah.
Right.
So
but
sure
here's the cover man. He, what was that last bit? You can't have blood to read the Torah.
Yeah,
you
can't be on your cycle behind the Holy of Holies. Can't be bloody. It's not clean. That's why women can't do it.
No, okay. So Bald is the cover for Lockdown Bob Rule. Bob's the fucking Hitler.
Yeah.
And yet yeah. Bob's going to bring in an environment that you can ascend in.
Yeah.
That's going to be a yeah. good Hitler. Bob will be the last of the lightness and the dark archetypes by being both.
Yeah. And they've lined up now, Bob. They've lined up. Now they're going to tear down the Emancipation Memorial in Washington, D.C. Now that's fucking Abraham fucking Lincoln with a nigger man. But they're both black. They're both in bronze. So they're both black. We don't know what the point of that is. Of how they freed the slaves. And now slavery people was in bondage, like the Egyptians was in bondage, or the Hebrews in Egypt was in bondage. They saved their money, and they paid for this statuette in the Emancipation Square. Now they vowed they're going to tear it down because they didn't like that or something about they don't know. And now they've got a big old fence around it, and now they got the National Guard. And anybody that goes to do this to tear it down, Trump's going to put them in jail for 10 years. It's a long time.
Yes, okay. I have an old question here. Why does Trump have to win? What's the special or unique or something about him?
He doesn't really want to win. He just, nobody else will do it.
He knows really he's the only one who can do it.
Yeah. And his ego is the only thing that it lets you. He's the only thing in this realm that can have a bigger ego than you and still live.
You mean me? Bigger ego than Bob?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not just everybody. It's Bob. He's got to have a bigger ego up.
Yeah, okay. He's already trumped everybody else. Frank on Trump.
Okay, so in a couple other kind of questions, how many actual dead people are on the phone? They're anonymous, and I say, hey, you got any questions?
Six to eight every week.
Are they the same 6 to 8?
No.
Same people?
They shuffle. You shuffle them now every now and again.
Yeah, do they come in, listen to the show, and then say, I don't like this, and don't come back?
But they do come back. See, you got people coming back even now, and they go, well, I've been listening. Are you new? Yeah, I'm new. I started listening in spring of 2010. I was a latecomer. Yeah. Khalifa gave me the number.
Okay.
I came from Khalifa. So they do that. They do it all the time. They do it all the time, and you go, oh, wow, okay, so you're an old hand. Oh, okay. You have lived vicariously through these other people's lives, Bob. That's the reason we keep giving you the numbers, and you go, well, why the hell ain't there more than 12 people? And then you beat Carolyn on the Dead Bob Show. That's pretty exciting. Then you get a few more than on the Dead Bob Show, and it's like, well, most of them died, so you can't fault them for that. We've only had a few die, but anyhow, set that aside. Then what happens is you're astounded that they have all these crowds of people that are running around that know all about everything that's everything. Know how J.W.'s piano gets tuned, and they didn't even know he had a piano or anything about it, to the point they know everything about everything, what the damn dog's name is, how he portals,
okay.
Where he goes, what
yeah,
he
yeah.
How they know all these things that they're just walking in the door. So what's happening is the tech body is invading them. So they become part of something. Now, we don't know what the something is.
No,
maybe they're borrowing.
Okay, these people have been around since 2010. They're dead people.
Some are.
And what, they came back when the cup emptied?
You drew them back. You came back. You drew them back. You made them go to the FEMA cramps. It's your fucking deal. You made the FEMA cramps. They had to come back to FEMA cramps. They had no choice. It's the MAGA doctrine, Bob. Damn.
So a lot of the homeless, this is happening last year. You've implied the GUP ended 2 years ago. Yeah, so
they're
a
dead.
Lot of the homeless in the big cities are dead people.
They're dead. Most of them are dead. Look at them right in the face.
Yeah, they died.
Check their pulse.
Yeah. Hey, I am. They died, and they were in the guts for, I don't know, how long the span, but then they were pushed back when the guts emptied. And that's why the mayors now can't do anything with them, because they're dead.
That's right.
It's like they can't, like the mayor, I don't know, any San Francisco mayor, L.A. mayor, do they know
the dead don't
odd
have,
about...
The dead, yes, the dead don't have Miranda rights. They don't have, they can't give, read them their rights because they're dead. They don't have any rights. That's why the Book of the Dead becomes very important.
Do
you had a nice break. It's time to get back to it.
Yeah. Do the mayors know there's something odd about these homeless?
Yeah, they get up on there, they took over their city, and they've taken over their city, and they ask the mayor, we know it's a problem. What's going on with them? Oh, it may be a little love fest. We're going to have a love fest. It's going to be a little love fest. There won't be no problem. It'll be all good. Now, the mayor was saying in Seattle that it was going to be a summer love fest. It wasn't going to be a takeover. And now they started killing niggers. And so now they're saying, we need some help. We need some help. Okay, now we're done with this. Get out. And so they're slowing it down now. But they walked into it to pimp this very position that we knew was ridiculous. Nobody wants to get rid of the police for real.
Okay, so the dead are not running around, you know, bashing the statues and that. The dead are sitting there in their tents or cardboard boxes in the city. What happened to all the dead who were lined up and homeless in New York City? Are they still there? Did they survive the riots?
They did. They still are.
Yeah.
They just rambling around 83rd Street trying to get into the Waldorf Astoria.
Are these Antifa and Black Lives Matter, but mainly the Antifa?
We don't even know. They don't even know who they are. Bob, they don't even know who they are.
Wait a minute. The dead people aren't running around riding. Dead people sitting there are shitting on the sidewalks. The people running around are not dead, unless you're going to say they are.
Some are.
Okay, so is Leopold funding the running around, putting positions of bricks that they can throw?
That's a larger picture. It doesn't need funding, Bob. It needs encouraging. Techbody can take care of that all by themselves.
So the Techbody encouraged the riots a few weeks ago.
Forced it.
Right, and that great was our, were we part of that?
People.
Was our 8-11
yeah.
part of the,
yeah.
was that the
yeah.
other
yeah.
part of the 3-11s that did that?
Yeah.
Not the 8-11, not the 8-11.
Wait a minute, hold on. What you did was you made people be on the edge. You made people be more insecure. You made people question their sobriety. You made people question their livelihood. You made people question that. You told them, well, Bob said, just keep typing. Well, I've typed out. I need some new keys. My keyboards give out. My keys don't work anymore. I can't type. What am I going to do? I'm going to starve to death. Oh, my God. Bob, send us some money, please. Send us some money, please. Well, okay. But you better pay what you owe. You better pay what you owe. If you don't, you'll go to the grave, just so you know. And they haven't done it. They didn't do it, so.
They didn't give them typing ribbons or typing stuff?
How many?
Just saying?
How many? You hadn't taken in. You gave out $8.2 trillion. They've got about $1 trillion left. Have you made that much in recordings this month, Bob?
No. So you were just saying,
oh,
I'm not giving any more.
That's
why they got on edge? They knew I was going to not give any more?
Yeah, because they didn't do what they were supposed to. So it's like, okay.
What were they supposed to? Oh, yeah, they're supposed to listen to Bob.
They're supposed to buy. They were bitching about it. They couldn't do it. You give everything for free. You stay with them till they buy or die. They said they didn't have no money, so you give them some fucking money, and they still didn't buy, so now you know exactly. You can't say, I didn't have the money. I didn't have a job. I didn't have no working money. I needed some money checks. Give me some money checks. Give me some cash and money. Money, 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 money. Well, you gave them the money. We don't know why, but we approved it. We have the documentation. And so you paid them, and so they got the money. What did they do with it? Went straight to the crack house. So, good. Let them have it. They got it. They got what they want.
Is that part of the reason I ain't got fed up with them?
Didn't listen to
what Bob asked?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. There it is, for people. The masses didn't follow, didn't take advantage of Bob's generosity in the proper way.
No, they negotiated Bob's generosity. There's the trouble.
Okay. All right, so here is a wrapping up topic before I say it this way. I'm watching a TV show on Jack Parsons called Strange Angel, and he created the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. He was very involved with the cult of Aleister Crowley. Is that an accurate portrayal of him, or was he?
It is. But now, Aleister Crowley wasn't that big a deal then. Okay, it kind of is now, but it wasn't that big a deal then. It was just kind of a surrogate from the Enochian regime. Enoch was the big deal in that whole picture, and if you notice, some of your stuff comes from Enoch too. And that's what some of them are listening. They go, aha, we knew that was the case. Well, you know that because we told you that 100 years ago. So, never mind.
Right.
Back in Jake and Bacon and Tina, you know.
In the documentary of the TV show, they show Parsons meeting with Crowley. But he tells the FBI and security people, no, he never met them. Did the actual Jack Parsons meet Aleister Crowley ever?
Mm-hmm.
Crowley would come to the States and meet with him. So,
yes, he would.
Yeah, maybe the scholars
of
often. Parsons. All right. So maybe the scholars of Parsons know that. It's not a secret. I haven't read the book on
it. It's in the journals. It's in the journals. It's journals, Bob. It's journals.
Okay, so.
And journals.
Now, he's lying to the FBI that he hasn't met him. Is that going to serve him well? Why is he lying about it? I mean,
who's the FSA? Who's listening to the FBI? They lie, too. They could have told him the truth, and the FBI could be lying about what he fucking said. You can't believe those devils. They're worse than Ted Kennedy, Bob.
Okay, so Jack Parsons, He lied. I guess as the TV show unfolds, he gets away with it because he survives World War II and he runs the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. But he dies in 52 or so doing crazy stuff with Bill Chamberlain's niece, Margaret Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
And Hubbard gets involved with that.
L. Ron Hubbard. That's Carolyn's little favorite. She likes him.
Yeah, how did they overlap with the Bob Carr?
They were all on the ayahuasca. No, that's not true. Brown Tab's the acid, not the ayahuasca. Not the peyote. The Brown Tab's the acid.
Now, Ron Hubbard did acid.
Yeah,
the Sandoz acid. Okay, so I'll see how it unfolds. This show.
Good.
Just a couple more episodes, and I think it got canceled. Okay,
nice.
So that's
well, it didn't take much. That part's good.
Right. Here's a question. So here we go. There's this meme discipline theory that the left brain of the left hemisphere of our brain has certain characteristics that we would line up with literacy. The printed book enhanced.
Whoa! You don't stop. You don't know what that means. What do you mean when you say literacy? What are they saying when they say literacy? Meaning they're literate, they're able to communicate, or they can hit the drum even with everybody else. What do you mean when you're saying literacy? Because it's going to affect the answer. We promise.
Right. I would say that the characteristics of the left hemisphere look like the characteristics of linearity, but apparently the left hemisphere was always like that, as opposed to the right hemisphere, which is non-literate values, oral, culture, tribal, though with the left and right hemispheres, if it's true, they're different and complementary. They were like that before humans were here, almost. It was like that before culture happened. Do you agree with that?
We'd say okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you agree that there's a difference in the hemispheres?
Sure. Of course they are. There's an up and a down one.
Like any dialectic, like any hendiades, it's, what is that? It's two conversations.
Backhanded. It's backhanded.
What about the two conversations? I understand that. There's always been two conversations. So there's two brains. Do you agree with that?
We'd say yes. We'd say yeah, but it's kind of like sword, thrust, parry.
Yes.
And, that's like that. That's the Hendiades aspect of it. It's position.
That those actions
where you are.
Make the hemispheres help those three gestures, or the gestures require hemisphere difference.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So you have these two hemispheres with the corpus callosum in between, being how McLuhan defines tactility, it's the interplay. It organizes the interplay between the hemispheres. But that is the one of our brains. There's the other brain, which Ayana said is in down near the stomach, which you can bring in the Hara with autonomic system. There is this other brain, which modern brain surgery, brain study, science looking at the hemispheres are not aware of, correct?
Yes. Good.
And that, how does that brain in the, where do we want to say it is? It's in the stomach? It's in the autonomic system? It's in the Hara?
Don't say it like that. We don't want to get into it right this second because it's a bigger picture. But what we want to say is that people say that the one-eyed monster makes all the decisions, like the male genitalia, that the penis makes all the decisions of what you do, because you got to have what you got to have, you got to do what you got to do. That Hara is what is the dialectic that makes that communication more powerful than the regular mind, desire, binding, compulsion. Does that help you with words?
Yeah, you're saying the Hara, well, one to say, men are controlled by their penis. It's not exactly accurate, but you're saying it is the Hara is stronger than the skull brain, but you don't
correct,
want to talk about it.
Correct. We don't want to get all into it because it's going to confuse folks. They don't know what their brain is. Now to find out that their penis is smarter than their brain, that's not very rich, is it? But that's where we're going sooner or later. But that drive, the driving condition is the part that drives. So that drive becomes the ancillary condition of why, like Flip Wilson made so famous with The Devil Made Me Do It. Well, they don't even know who the devil was that made them do it.
All right. So this is why you didn't want to talk about it on the show on Tuesday. No.
Correct.
Correct.
Needs to be developed. Needs to be developed. Yeah. That's a Bertrand. Better get put Bertrand on that and see what happens.
Okay, but we've developed a little bit here as far as you want to go for now.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah. That's right. You can get whatever you want. It's all good. Happy
okay.
Day.
Right. So the supplementary to that is at the Media Ecology Convention, there was this scholar named Marianne Wolf, and she has looked at the new technology that can scan the brain and show what different functions, where they show up in the brain. And she talks about books in
conjunctivitis. Conjunctivitis.
Let me just say her theory. So she says the books she found, or brain x-rays, show this, brain pictorials. They show that when people don't have the part that's activated by books, that's not activated, the kids become dull or stupid or not intuitive. She puts great value on activating the parts of the brain that respond to the book. So literacy is very important to save civilization or to save sanity or something. Now, wait a minute. Now, we know that Ayn says the book brought in the Dark Ages. So she has an extreme literate bias, we can call her fanatic, and has no clue that she's got it backwards. Would you agree with that? Was your conjunctivitis?
I agree. Yeah, yeah, it doesn't. It's what makes you as whole as you are, bad as it is. It's what makes it your only hope so far. You go past what they say you think you should know. They go past what they say you think you should know.
I don't know. Let's go back to the books. You say the best hope for humans is to have books. Is that what you're just saying?
No. Books are what messed men up. They made thoughts that they had to live up to that they couldn't live up to, which then became fiction. Then the fiction became fairy tales. Then fairy tales made fucking leprechauns. Then now next thing you know, you got leprechauns living under your viaducts and your bridges, where you can't even cross the road without paying the tolls of the damn trolls. It's ridiculous what you've created for yourself. That zeitgeist is what made the Lewis Carroll famous.
Just a minute. Something at the door.
It's Jimmy. Jimmy! Hey, Jimmy! Come in! Come on, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Jimmy. Thank you, Jimmy.
Okay. I'll do that later. So,
that can't be water. That can't be water yet, Bob. You know that.
No. Doesn't look like it. Okay, so what you're talking about...
You got a lot this time, though.
Yes. So, what does conjunctivitis mean in this topic? What are you talking about?
The infection of the eye. It's eye snot. It's eye snot where your eye mats together, where you can't see, where the disease takes over the eye and closes it so that your blinded eyes can't have any no more socio-perception. That's what it means. That's what she's trying to say. Sew your eyes shut so you can read better.
Right.
So you can read better.
And that's McLuhan's point. It extends in the eye.
Oh, you fell out. God darn. Is that Carolyn fell out? We'll see.
No,
you know,
I'm still here.
Carolyn, he fell out. He fell away.
He fell over on the off button, the red little telephone button.
That's funny.
He fell over.
See, here's the thing. Notice how we brought conjunctivitis into the book realm. And that's on purpose because it's like the smatter in the eye. It basically sealed up the eye so you can read better. Because the written book world says that when you do this, you should have that. When you do this, you should have that. When you get a PhD, you should be very well versed in whatever thesis that you inquired. The hypothesis should clearly be developed if that's indeed the case that you pursue. So you should become high-minded in that juxtaposable position that you're trying to prove, disprove, or validate. But that's not what happens at all. What happens is, as you know, they get a piece of paper. It used to be a sheepskin, but not anymore. They don't even do that anymore. And now you're supposed to be smart, and they can't even diagram a sentence.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Now, you're patient and you're kind about the whole process, but you accept it and go, well, yeah, that's what we know. So that's what you have to overcome.
He's still there.
Come back, Bob. Come back, Bob.
Yeah,
I'm
talking to him, waiting for you to go back in.
Come back,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah.
What? He thought we hung up on him? We don't do that.
I don't know. I got disconnected? I don't know. He was drifting off.
So that's what this becomes a condition of. And if you don't get it straightened out, what's going to happen? It's going to turn into costal chondritis. It'll become an infection of the bone. It'll become an infection of the bone. If the bones are good, Carol, the rest don't matter. But you got to get the bones right. That's what this is about. the staging and the position. And that's why this is finishing up right here, because Bob was going to dance around some doppelganger bullshit. So this is great because it's going to get cleaned up finally from the medical aspect of what you're trying to fix. You're not trying to save human race. You're trying to promote ascension. You're trying to back off medicine just long enough so that the body back off medicine just enough so that the body can ascend. And once it does, medicine won't matter. When the bones
right,
are good,
so,
the rest don't matter.
Yeah, so your eyes will get inflamed and your bones will get inflamed. You'll start inflaming everything down the line if you don't ascend. Okay, Bob, you in?
Okay. That's why Groucho and Harpo Marx were the best. He didn't say shit. He just had a little horn. Squeak, 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 squeak. He was the best thing ever. It was great. That's why Bob was trying to say that Charlie Chaplin was the something, something, something. It was ridiculous what he was saying the other night. It was crazy. It's another reason we don't go to the dugout, much like we used to with Charlie Chaplin. It's ridiculous when everybody knows that it was sweet little Mary Pickford. It wasn't damn Charlie Chan or whatever he was saying. It's this sweet little Mary Pickford and passion's plaything and the silence that made all of that possible. But he missed that part in the pictorial.
I just missed it now?
No, on Saturday night.
Yeah, when you were talking about Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
And I missed something in that. Okay.
Yeah, it was Mary Pickford. Mary Pickford, not Charlie Chaplin. It's
okay.
Mary Pickford, passion's plaything.
So, Karen, you asked the medical questions while I was out?
No, you'll hear it on the recording.
We confirmed coastal chondritis and
conjunctivitis
with the eyes from reading books. And if you don't get that over that, it'll turn into an infection of the bones. And so we were finishing up your topical confalon conversation with how ridiculous literacy is. That smart people are so smart they can't even conjugate sentences. That's how damn smart they are.
So I was saying before you cut off, Marianne Wolf and the brain scientists, they're projecting values of literacy into the brain functions.
Okay.
What are those values? Individual integrity, logical thinking?
Yeah.
What is it that there's no logical thinking?
That's an oxymoron, Bob. Logical thinking? That's ridiculous. That's like a smart lawyer. It's crazy.
Right. So, what is it? They are little men, and the values of little men. Which were enhanced by the book and made the situation for little men even worse when the Gutenberg happened. They're projecting.
We would say that. We're trying not to project that, but we agree with it. It's not perfect words, but it'll do, because what you're not calculating is that there is an environment or frequency that the humans respond to. So the zeitgeist sets the notion or the motion of the ocean. So that tells the draft of the boat. That tells how much water it can displace. So depending on the sea, does the people on the boat affect the sea, or does the sea affect the people on the boat? There's your question, because that's how the mind engages or so endures the conditioned response that the advocate, we don't know who the advocate is, that the advocate is the proponent of. What that means is that they say the world's on fire. Oh, I better get my raincoat. Well, why do you need a raincoat? Because they're going to put a lot of water if the world's on fire. Well, how do you know that? Well, I think that because every time there's a fire, they call the fire department. They spray us down with water, and I've been really wet for a long time. Okay, get your slickers on. Go get yourself together. You're going near the world's on fire. That ain't going to help you. Oh, no, I've been thinking about this a long time, and I know what I think. That's what I think about this. I better get my raincoat because I know the water's coming. There's fire. There's going to be water. They're going to put the fire out. Yep, yep, yep. See, that's the response it makes about as much sense as rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic as it's going down.
Okay, so...
you get that? That was good.
Yes.
That was good, Bob. That was good.
The characteristics that literate people have projected on the left hemisphere and opposite characters on the right hemisphere have no basis in fact. The hemispheres are not different for those reasons or for those characteristics.
It's self-obfuscating in either case. It's self-obfuscating in either or either case. That's what's wrong with it.
Okay, so can you say that women tend to have a more active right hemisphere than left and the opposite
nope.
for men?
No, boys don't know their boys don't know what boys are and girls don't know what girls are. It's not about genitalia. They'll cut that off in a second, Bob. You can't go by that. They're all anthropomorphic, though.
So. Right.
What you gonna do?
What's interesting, within the diluted world of literate means, it looks like...
I don't know what that means. We don't know what that means. Illiterate means? Illiterate means?
No, the means.
No, illiterate means. Illiterate means. We said
illiterate
means.
I'm saying literate.
We did.
L.
We did. We said illiterate means.
No, I didn't say that. So literacy, America is built on the printing press, according to McLuhan. The only country.
No,
so,
No. Now it's all about the tech body. They don't have the Gutenberg galaxy anymore. They don't have books. They don't have readings or scribblings. They only have what the TikTok says. They only have what the Instagram says. They only have what the tech body approves, Bob. That tippy type typing doesn't work anymore because now you can type what you want to, and we say what gets read and what does not make it to the cutting house floor.
So you determine who becomes the YouTube or Instagram influencers. They call them the young people.
Do.
Influencers.
Do. We make the market. We make the market. You'll see. What are we saying we'll see? You've got the fucking money to prove it. What are you talking about?
Yes. You make the market. Are you favoring, is the tech body and you and me favoring certain influencers to move us toward ascension, or do we like to just confuse the little man?
Computer says yes to both parts.
Yeah, we're doing both.
So simultaneity, whatever that means.
Yeah, so